Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Ayin Gimel. Today's shir is sponsored by Kenny Sharf, Lizachusar for Shlema, for Tamar Malka Bas Gittel Tova. She's having surgery today, she should have a Refuah Shlema. And it's also sponsored once again by Henry Olinsky, Lizachar Nishmas, Rebbetzin Pesi Yenta Weiss, the wife of Ravasha Weiss, and the Neshama should have an Aliyah. So we thank the sponsors very much for the sponsorship, and we wish her Refuah Shlema to Tamar Malka Bas Gittel Tova, and the Neshama of Rebbetzin Weiss should have an Aliyah. So we are holding on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. We're at Ditanya on the second line of the page, and we're in the middle of discussing the concept of Es Shadar Kolimnos, Kol Shadar Kolimnos, which is the broader concept of Adavar Shebeminyan not becoming Batel. How did we get to this concept? Because the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak discussed if you have one behema mixed in with other behemos, and we discussed all different types of tarovos of behemos, but we had the idea that a behema is not going to become Batel, that if there even one kachem animal gets mixed with 10,000 other animals, and they're all going to be usher. That we're not going to have the concept of bittel. So the Gemara was bothered. Why not? Why wouldn't an animal be bittel? So the Gemara was discussing the idea that an animal might be a davar sheminyan. Maybe because it's of a status of a davar sheminyan, it's not able to be bittel. So we're defining the gedarim of davar sheminyan. What exactly is a davar sheminyan? Es shadar kolimnos, kol shadar kolimnos. So the last thing we said yesterday is that maybe Davar Sheminyan is neither S or Kol Shadar Kolimnos, but rather it's something that's even sometimes counted, right? There are three possibilities: either something that's always counted, something that's usually counted, and then we had that possibility, something that's sometimes counted. So we're going to show where we find in Tanayim such a shita, that something that's even sometimes counted is already counted, is already considered a Davar Sheminyan. So that's going to be the Braisa of Litra Ketzia that we're going to start with. That's the first order of business in today's daf. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why is it that the pasla animals that are mixed in with the kasher animals are not batel berov. Once we already discuss why it's not batel berov, we're gonna, because of once we already discuss why it's not batel berov, why don't we say that when we take an animal called the parish meruba parish, that whichever animal we want to take and use, we can assume it comes from the rov. Bittel berov and called the parish meruba parish are two different concepts. Bittel berov means that the animal has lost its identity, that it's mixed in the tarovus law. Called the parish meruba parish means I have a single animal over here, but I have the right to assume that it came from the rov. So the Gemara is going to discuss why we don't assume called the parish meruba parish, and we'll discuss some of the parameters of kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami versus called the parish meruba parish, which anything in its set location we always assume it's a 50-50, but once something's parish, when something is removed from its original location, then we can follow the rov. And then the Gemara is going to discuss what if a person that was actually mafrish one of the animals and was makriv as a korban. Is the korban going to be meratzeh? Is the korban going to work? If a person was avar vehikriv, he grabbed one of the animals and was actually makriv it as a korban. Okay, so let's begin. We're holding at Ditanya, second line of the page, on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Gemara is going to try to show where is the Tana that holds that as long as some people count this item, that it's considered a davar shebeminyan. Ditanya, because we have a braisa. In Maseches Beitzah, when we quote this braisa of Litra Ketzios, we quote it as ditnan, but really our girsa is more correct, because the Mishnah in the fourth paragraph of Maseches Trumos quotes Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua that we're going to have in this braisa, but it doesn't go the next step to quote Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda's Machlokes about the Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. That doesn't appear in the Mishnah. So probably the correct girsa is the way we have it, which is Ditanya and not Ditnan, because it's clearly the braisa's elaboration on that Mishnah. So Ditanya, the braisa tells us as follows: Litra Ketzios. Let's say you have a litra of a certain weight of dried figs that were truma, that were squeezed together, shadrasa al pi igul, and it was put over the mouth of a kli called an igul, which is a kli that was made in order to squeeze dried figs together, and you didn't mix the litra of truma together with everything else that was in the eagle. This was clearly on top of the eagle, meaning there's this smallish kind of kli that has a few layers of fig cakes that are mixed that are made up of dried figs that are squeezed together, but the truma ones are clearly in the top of the kli. They're not in the bottom of the kli. And then this eagle gets mixed in with a whole bunch of other igulim that are all chulin. So you have a whole bunch of these types of kelim. On the top of one of these kelim, you have truma figs. Not that you lost where in the kli it is, you just don't know which kli has these truma figs on top of it. You don't remember which one has the truma on top of it. Or, let's say it's not an eagle, alpi chavis, vein yodeh beizu chavis drasa. Maybe it's a larger kli, it's a barrel, and you don't remember which barrel it was on top of, but also you can identify where in the kli it is, you just can't identify which kli has it in that spot of the kli. So, or, alpi kaveres, you have a very large kli, a kaveres, something that can hold 40 sa'a of liquid, or two core in dry measures. So it's a very, very large kli, and vein yodeh be'ezo kaveres rasa, and you don't remember which kaveres you put it in. So we're going to have to explain why it is that we have to give three examples. I mean, we have to identify every single kli that existed in Talmudic times to say that there's a litra that's truma on the top of one of these kelim. So the Gemara will have to discuss that. So that's machlokas or Meir Rabbi Yehuda, what exactly the machlokas of earlier Tanaim was in this case. Meaning there's a machlokas or Rabbi Shua, which are the earlier Tanaim, and Meir Rabbi Yehuda are going to disagree as to what exactly the machlokas was. So Rameir learns the machlokas as follows. That Rabbi Lazar Omer, Ronas Elyonos Kiluin Prudos, Vatachtonos Malos Elyonos. That Rabbi Lazar holds, since when you put all the litraos, not only on the top of the kelim, but inside the kelim, and all the barrels, all the kelim together, it will turn out that there are 100 of chulin keneged the one of truma, meaning there will be a 100-to-1 ratio of chulin to truma, even though you know that the litra of truma is not, not all of those litros are eligible to be the litra of truma, because you know it's not at the bottom of a kli, you know it's only at the top of the kli. Nevertheless, you're allowed to view the litros that are on the top of the kli as if they are they're mixed in together with the litros that are on the bottom of the kli, and the tachtonos therefore can add to the cheshbon to make the 100-to-1 ratio and be mevatel es elyonos, and can be mevatel the truma that's at the top of one of these kelim. That is Reb Meir's understanding of Rabbi Eliezer, that we view it as one big taroves and it has the ability to be mevatel. Tosos explains that these te'enim are begeder kol shadarko limanos, and that's why they're batel. So it turns out that according to Reb Meir, even kol shadarko limanos is batel. So Tosos asks on Reish Lakish, who we had yesterday, who says that according to Reb Meir, kol shadarko limanos is not batel, and that's why Reb Meir was machmir by chavilei tilton that it shouldn't be batel, because they're sold b'minyan. So why should chavilei tilton not be batel? Chavilei tilton shel kilei kerem not be batel, and litra ketzios, which are kol shadarko limanos, yes be batel. Meaning, if we're learning correctly that the litra ketzios can be categorized as kol shadarko limanos, why is it that Rabbi Meir is soser himself? So Tosfos suggests three possibilities. One possibility Tosfos suggests, based on the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Pei Aleph and Beis, that Reish Lakish never said within Shitas Rabbi Meir that kol shadarko limanos is mekadesh, that it's not batel. Only by except for by an issa d'oraisa and by truma before it's kedush starts his bottle, which was daraisa, but truma b'zman hazeh, meaning when Rish Lakish says within Rav Meir that kol shadarko limanos is mekadesh, that's only when you're dealing with very strict level isurim. That's only when you're dealing with isurim daraisa or truma when truma was daraisa, but truma b'zman hazeh, which is only drabanan, Rav Meir is not going to be machmir on kol shadarko limanos. So by the litra ktios, which is only truma midrabanan, Rav Meir is going to hold that bitul is going to work. Chavili Tilton of Kilea Kerem, that's Aser Min HaTorah, so that's where Rav Meir would hold Kol Shadak Limanos is going to be Mekadesh. That is one approach, Tosa says. Then Tosa suggests maybe Rish Lakish holds that only by Darais Rav Meir is Machmir, Kol Shadak Limanos is Mekadesh, but by Drabanan Esh Shadak Limanos is Mekadesh. Chavili Tilton are Esh Shadak Limanos, and therefore they're not going to be battled. But Litra Ketzios is Kol Shadak Limanos, meaning maybe they are not really in the same category. Remember, there's a difference between S and Kol. There's something that's always counted and something that's usually counted. So maybe when it comes to the Litra Ketzios, that's something that's always counted. But when it comes to the Chavili Tilton, that's something that's always counted. When it comes to the Litra Ketzios, that's only something that's sometimes counted. And then Tosa suggests a third possibility, that maybe by Kilei Akerem, Rav Meir's Machmer, that it shouldn't be batel because Kilei Akerem is Asa Bahana'a, so it's more Chamur than other Isurim, even other Isurim Doraisa. Litra Ketzios is not Asa Bahana'a, so maybe that's why we allow Litra Ketzios to be batel. So that's what Tosa deals with, just in terms of the stira. Now, Rabbi Lazar holds that since Trumas Peros is only midrabanan and Minatorah, you're not chayiv. The only thing that's chayiv in Trumas is dug and tirosh v'yitzar. So the Chacham were makil by a tarovis rabbanan, that it's as if they're all mixed together. Meaning, because that's really what's going on over here. Rav Meir's understanding of Rav Lazar is this isn't even really a tarovis. You know that only on the top of the kli is where the truma could possibly be. Whatever's on the bottom of the kli is not really mixed in with the stuff that's on the top of the kelim. The stuff at the bottom of the kli is not truma, and yet we're going to consider it like one big tarovis. Why? Why would we consider that one big tarovis? Must be because we're only dealing with truma midrabanan, so we allow for a tarovis rabbanan. That's how both Rashi and Tosos say over here. That's why the Rashi Maseches Beitza and Tosos here. That's why they say we're allowed to be mitzdarif even what's at the bottom of the kli. So Tosos says, oh, the rabbanan are going to be made by a tarovis rabbanan that will consider even that which is not bechlal the suffek, as if it's mu'urav bo, as if it's part of the taroves. Why then does the Mishnah say in the fourth parak of Trumos that a te'ena levana of truma that gets mixed in with te'enos levanos ushchoros shelchulin? Imagine you have one te'ena of truma gets mixed in with one white te'ena of truma gets mixed in with 50 te'enos of chulin. Not enough to be mevatel. You need 100-to-1 ratio for truma. But then there are another 50 te'enos shcharos, black te'enos. So altogether, you have 100 te'enos that are chulin, connected the one that's truma, but the black ones aren't the truma, because the one that was truma was a white te'ena. So the Mishnah says that the shcharos are mutter and the levanos are aser, meaning the truma one is not batel, but don't worry, the black te'enos are okay, because they weren't b'chal the safek, meaning whatever's not b'chal the safek, is lo ba b'cheshbon, it doesn't get counted. So I ask Tosos, why not? Over there it's Trumas Te'ena, which is only midrabanan. It's not Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar, it's only midrabanan. Why should it be any different than the Litra Ketzios? We're over here also. Whatever's at the bottom of Kalim is not part of our Suffolk. We know that the Trumas on the top of a Kli, and yet when we're doing the Cheshbon of the ratio, we're counting even that which is at the bottom of the Kli. Why should it be any different? It's a strong Kasha. So Tosa suggests that Tenim Shchoros Levanos is very different than Litra Ketzios, because by Tenim Shchoros Levanos, the Shchoros could never be part of the Suffolk, meaning the black Te'enim are entirely different, and you just eyeball them and you see that they're entirely different. So it could never be part of the Suffolk, as opposed to in case of Litra Ketzios, it's only because you happen to have certain knowledge that it's not part of the Suffolk. You happen to know that the Truma was placed on the top of the Kli, but there's nothing inherent about it that would identify this as truma and that as non-truma. So that's probably the chilek between the two. What constitutes a taroves and what doesn't constitute the Tarovas. Okay, so says the Gemara, so again, so far we only had one opinion. Rav Meir quoted the Rabbi Eliezer that all of the figs count in the Cheshbon in order to be Mevatel, the Truma that's at the top of one of the Kelim. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Im Yesh Mea Pumin Yalu. Only if there are 100 different Kelim and you just can't identify which Kli has the Truma at top of it, then it's going to be batel, because you don't count what's at the bottom of the kelim. You know that the truma was placed at the top of one of the kelim, so your tarovas is among all of the things that are at the top of kelim. So if you have 100 different kelim to be mevatel it, wonderful, then it will be batel. But v'imlav, if you don't have 100 different igulim, you don't have 100 different kelim, then pumin asurin, then all of the pumin, whatever's at the mouth of all of the kelim, are going to be asur, because every P eagle has to be the suffix of maybe that one is the truma, but vashulayim mutarim. But whatever's at the bottom of all the kelim is going to be absolutely mutar, because that was never bechlal the suffix, meaning the stuff at the bottom of the kelim was never included in the suffix, because you knew that that was not truma. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, right, so that was Rabbi Meir's way of learning the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not the machlokas. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shua, he learns the machlokas. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shua differently. That Rabbi Lazar Omer, im yesha mea pumin yalu v'im lav pumin asur v'chulei, meaning that Rabbi Eliezer is the one that says what Rabbi Meir attributed to Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Lazar is the one that says that if there are 100 barrels, then we say that it's going to be asur. But then we say it's going to be batel. But anything less than 100 barrels, it's not going to be batel, because we don't pay any attention to what's at the bottom of the barrels. We only pay attention to what's at the top of the barrels. And what does Rabbi Shua say? Rabbi Shua Omer, afilu yesham shalosh meos pumin lo yal. I don't care how many barrels you have over there. I don't care how many kelim you have that are included in the suffix. It's still not going to be batel. Elitra katzios is not going to be batel. Why? Because elitra katzios is something that is sometimes sold b'minyan, and anything that's dark limanos is never going to be batel. Anything that's even just sometimes sold b'minyan is not going to be batel. So says the Gemara, Drasa be eagle, if you take the litra of truma and you put it in the bottom of the eagle where there are lots of litros of chulin, all over the eagle, the enio debe is a makum be eagle drasa, and you don't know the location within the kli that it is, olitzvona olidroma, then divrei akol yalu, then everyone's going to hold that it's going to be batel, because in that case it's for sure you could be mitztarif everything into the cheshbon, meaning if you can't identify where in the kli it is, so obviously, and you can't identify which kli it is, so obviously it's all part of the tarovas and everything is going to be batel. But wait a second, obviously I thought according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shitas Rabbi Yeshua is that elitra katzios is sometimes counted and memela is a davar chashuv, it never becomes batel. So why would it become batel just because I can't identify where in the kli it is? So l'chora this is very similar to a din that we have in Maseches Arla, that the Mishnah writes in Maseches Arla that the seven things that are not batel because they're so chashuv, that we had according to Rabbi Kiva, that are not batel because they're so chashuv, that's only when they're shalem, when they're in the tarovas but they're intact. But nispatu gozim, nispardu arimonim, nispatchu achavios, nechtuchu adiluim, anytime any of these things get cut up or broken up, then they're no longer considered a davar shebeminyan, and then they can become batel. So it's not about the high quality of the food, it has to be the shlemus of the food and that has this high quality. It has to be in its complete form. So we're assuming that when a person takes this litra katzios and he sticks it in to the eagle, somewhere deep down in the eagle, so it's not nikra at all, it gets mixed in and actually broken up by the other chulin litraos, and that's why it's going to become batel. It's no longer considered something that is counted anymore. So what you see from this brisa is that Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Rabbi Yeshua is that any time you would normally you might count something, it's not going to be batel. So Rav Papa holds that that Tana must be the Tana of our Mishnah, who says that the Chatos HaMesos, or the Shara Nisfal, that gets mixed in with 10,000 other animals, it's not going to be batal. Just like he's machmir by Litra Katzios to be considered a Davrshem Minyan, even though most of the time it's not actually counted, so to his machmir by Chatos HaMesos, Shara Nisfal, that they're considered a Davrshem Minyan, even though most times they're not actually sold b'minyan. Ravashi Amar Afilu Tem Rabban. Ravashi says, nah, our Mishnah that says that the Chatos HaMesos and the Shara Nisfal are not batal follows the sheet of the Rabban who disagree with Rabbi Yeshua, who hold that only things that everybody is going to sell would be considered a davrshem minyan and is not going to become batel. I, Hayden, explain our Mishnah, why are the behemos that are possible not batel? Balichayim chashivi v'lo batli. Balichayim is a different category. When something is a balchay, that's inherently chashuv. A living being is inherently chashuv, and therefore it's not going to become batel. So that's a separate thing called balichayim chashivi v'lo batli, even leaving out regular gedarim of davar shel minyan. Okay, good. So up until this point, we've discussed the psul of the notion of bittul berov. Why don't we assume that there is bittul berov? Now we're going to say a little differently. Why don't we assume called the parish meruba parish holchim achar harov? Those are two entirely different concepts. So both learned from the same pasuk. Pasuk says achrei rabim lahatos, but bittul berov teaches us that even though you know that there is a chatichas iser in here in this taroves, if you can't identify it, it could be batel and become heter. Meaning, I have a little bit of iser in this pot, so to speak. I'm allowed to eat the entire pot because it has become batel. It has lost its characteristics. It has lost its independent characteristics, and it has become fused in with the heter, and now has become part of the heter. That is not the same as holchanacharov. Holchacharov tells me if I have a suffix whether a particular chaticha is asur or mutter, so I can assume that it's come from the rov. That the rov tells me, chances are this is part of this was from the rov, and therefore if the rov is heter, this is heter. Now since they are inherently different dinim, so we find that by bittul berov the chum were machmir in certain cases where minatora an isser is going to be bittul berov, but midrabanan the chum are not going to allow bittul berov. For example, a davar shebiminyan, which we've been discussing for the last daf, or balechayim, that because they're so chashuv they're not bittul berov. The reason the chum are machmir about those things is you can't say such things lost their identity. They're too chashuv to lose their identity. But that's got nothing to do with holchem acharov. We're not going to say, oh, because it's a balchay or a davar shebiminyan, it's so chashuv, so we're not going to be holchem acharov, because holchem acharov is not a stira to being a davar chashuv. Holchem acharov is just a percentage game. Oh, this probably came from the large majority of the source. So that every notion we've been discussing until this point is irrelevant to the sugya of holchem acharov. So that's why we can start this whole conversation again. So now the Gemara starts the conversation again, not from a perspective of a bittul berov, but from a perspective of holchem acharov. Why does the Mishnah tell me that I have to kill all the behemos or redeem all the behemos that get mixed in with and bring the money from the money other karbanos? Can't we just be matter the behemos ba'akrava in the following way? V'nimshoch, v'nikrav chad minayu, v'neimah, called the parish, mirub parish. Why don't we take one behemah from the taroves, bring it to the mizbeach, and say, what is this behemah? Is this the problematic behemah, or is it the non-problematic behemah? Well, the rov was non-problematic, so this is probably from the rov. So we should just say that we're holchamach rov. Says the Gemara, no, nimshoch, you're going to be moshech, you're going to take apart one of the behemos to be matir by them saying that it follows the rov. No, because havalei kavua, when you found it, it was kavua, it was mixed in with everything else, and it was in its original location. And the rule is kol kavua kemechtzal mechtzadami. Whenever something is kavua, whenever it is in its original location, we view that as a 50-50 suffix. We're not allowed to view that as following the rove. Why? What's the logic of kol kavua kemechtzal mechtzadami? Meaning, if you were to ask any statistician, percentage-wise, it doesn't make a difference whether you found it in its original location location, or he found it somewhere else. So the Gemara in Masech Sanhedrin derives this from the Pasuk. The Pasuk in Devarim Perek Yutas, V'chiyia ish sone l're'ehu v'arav lo v'kamala v'ko nefesh u'meis. Torah talks about if a person murders somebody else, arav lo, he ambushes him, he's planning on it, and he goes after him. So the Gemara darshins, yeah, if he had kavana to kill a Jewish person and he kills him, then he's chayav misa. But what if he throws a rock into a group of people, of 10 people, 9 of whom are Jewish and one of them is a guy? Apparently from the pasuk it sounds like you're not going to be chayav misa in that case. Why? Because that group of people is considered kavua, and they have it has a status of a 50-50. So it's as if there are 5 Jews and 5 non-Jews. A safek hashakul, whether he had kavana to kill the 5 Jews or the 5 non-Jews, kol kavua is kemechz al mechzada. He's not going to be chayv misa misafek. That's the deal the Gemara makes from the pasuk in order to arrive at this din of kol kavua kemechz al mechzada, which is unbelievable, right? 1,000 times reading that pasuk, you never would have come out with a principle to apply in all of Shas of kol kavua. It doesn't even talk about throwing to a rock into a group of 10 people. It just talks about killing somebody. But that's the that's how the Gemara learns in Maseches Sanhedrin. So the Tosos and Maseches Chulin raises the question, how could the din of Bittul Barov fit with the din of Kol Kavua Kemechz al Mechzadami? Meaning, we're drawing two models of here. It's called the Parish Merubah Parish, Kol Kavua Kemechz al Mechzadami. That makes sense, because when something is Parish, it's not Kavua. When it's Kavua, it's not Parish. So there are two circumstances. Good. But what about everything we said until this point? When things are mixed in their original location, so didn't we have a notion called Bittul Barov? So Tosfos Maseches Chulin asks a very fundamental question. How does Bittul Barov ever work if anytime something is kavua in its spot, you're always going to view it as 50-50? There's never going to be a rov. It's always going to, the halacha is going to tell me that it's always going to be 50-50. L'chora, these two dinim are a complete contradiction to each other. If the Torah is going to tell me every ta'arovus that's kavua is 50-50, how can you then say that you have one chaticha of iser mixed in with two chatichos of heter, that it's all going to be, that it's going to be batel barov? The chatichas iser is kavua. So Tosfos suggests that the din of kol kavua is talking about a case where the Isser is in a clear, recognizable makom hakvius. You have 9 stores that you know sell basar shchuta, and 1 store that you know sells basar nevela, and you find a chaticha of basar on the street, on Central Avenue, on Main Street, right, where you have all these kosher shops around, and you don't know which store it came from. So did it come from the kosher store, or did it come from the trefa store? So then you say, if the chanuyos are all, you know, yaduos, they're nicker, they're yadua, and the chatichas is something which, where it came from, that's kol kavua kemechz al mechzadami. So that's where we would say, but when the isser is not nicker at all, the makom hakvius, like every other tarovus of isser v'heter, chaticha of isser gets mixed in with chatichas of heter, there is no spot where you know it to come from that would be okay and that wouldn't be okay. It's just a mix. So that's where we say Bittul Barov. That's what Tosfos writes in Maseches Chulin on Daf Tzadi Hei. So anyway, so the Gemara, again, back to our story, the Gemara had asked the question, why don't we say called the Parish Merubah Parish with these animals that get mixed together? So we said, no, it's Kavua, Kol Kavua Kemechz Al Mechzadami. So the Gemara says, okay, so maybe we could say the question a little differently. El Nech Beshinu Dinaydi V'nema, called the Parish Merubah Parish. So here's what we really meant to ask. Shove the animals a little bit away from where they are, you know, like sort of guide them to a different location so that they'll scatter a little bit, and then they won't be in their makom kavua, and then you'll be able to say called the Parish Merubah Parish. I mean, what's your problem? That right now they're in the pen, open up the door of the pen and make a loud noise, and they'll all scatter, and then they won't be kavua, then they'll be parish, and then you should be able to say called the Parish Merubah Parish. So Rava says, yeah, you know what? Min haTorah, you could be matir any behemoth that's porish from the tarovas because of halachah harov. However, gzeira shevi yavo asar kadam vasachas yakrivu. The whole reason we don't allow this, the whole reason we just say it can't become batel, and we don't, and you're up a creek. There's no way to solve the problems, and we have our mishnah which is so machmir, is because if you're moshech one behema from the Tarovas and Yeshachted, let's say 10 Kohanim were to come all at the same time with the blood and the Emurim of 10 Behemos, which now becomes the Rov of the Tarovas, and they're Makrav it all at the same time in the Mizbeach. So now that the Rov, you can't say that the Behemoth that's Pasul remains in the Tarovas with the Miut, because now the Rov has been brought as Karbanos. Because it's nice to say that you have, let's say you have three problematic animals mixed in with 10 non-problematic animals. So you can say, oh, okay, so I'll just take one and assume that it's from the non-problematic animals, that's from one of the kosher ones. And what if you take 10? So now 10, you assume, or if you take even, you know, in this example, you take 9. So now there are 3 problematic animals left with 1 non-problematic animal. So it's now the rove that remains is a problem. So that's the concern. The Rabbanim were concerned that it's all going to happen at the same time, and that's where that's going to be what causes us trouble. It's interesting that the Gemara says that we're concerned that they're going to be makriv. What does that mean? We're concerned they're going to be zorik the dam bebasachas on the mizbeach. Before zrika, there comes an earlier stage in hakrava, and that is shechita. Why not say that? Because we're choshish that 10 people are just going to start the practice. They're going to shecht the carbon at the same time. So the Taras HaKodesh suggests that when it comes to Shechita, even outside that the Behemoth is Aser, the Aser Behemoth is one of these 10 animals, there's no Isser of Hakrava Legavoa, because Shechita is not considered an Avoda. So even though there is an Isser of being Shochet Chulin Ba'azara, But it seems that the Isra of Shochet Chulin Ba'azara is only when you're Shochet L'Shem Chulin. But if you're Shochet L'Shem Gavoa, it wouldn't be a problem. So that's why the Gemara specifically focuses on being Makriv. Makriv means that you're being Zorik the Dam. Okay, so Amalei Humei Rabbanan L'Rava. So Humei Rabbanan, one of the Talmid Chacham said to Rava, Elameata Megisa Asira. If you're going to explain that what we're concerned about is that they're going to be Zorik, the majority of the Dam all at the same time, and therefore the Isser may be among them, so after they already took one animal from the Tarovas and they were Matirit, Mitzad, Midin, called the Parish Meruba Parish, and they were Makabal the Dam in a Kli, where they mixed the Dam, the Cheskas, that it's Kasher, so shouldn't that Dam be combined with the Dam of the other Shchutos to be considered a Rov, and you'll never have the Din of called the Parish Meruba Parish. So you're going to say that once you already were Matir, based on Halach Acha Rov, that now it's going to, that Heter is going to become Batel later on? Do we ever say such a thing, that you can undo a Heter after a Heter already exists? Meaning the Gemara is bothered by what the concern mit Rabbanan is over here. The concern is that yes, kol d'parash meruba parash, but if you do too much of it, then the statistics change, and once the statistics change, the Isser comes back. Do we do such a thing? Once we were ready, Matir, a change in statistics is going to bring the Isser back? Says Gemara, Mishum Shemi Yavo Asar Kohanim Bebasachas V'yikhu. Now the concern is not that you can be parish one animal from the mixture and say, okay, good, this one is Mutter. And then another one, good, this one is Mutter. And then you're going to Asar it. No, the concern is you might take 10 at one time. And if you take 10 at one time, so then you don't really have called the parish, Mutter Parish to begin with. And because among the 10 that you took, one of them is a possible animal. So says Gemara, Basar Kohanim Basachas Mi Efshar. The idea of taking 10 animals at one time, we're talking about where you we already made an Rukimta, that you weren't taking anything. You opened up the door to the pen, you made a loud noise, and you had the animals disperse. So then you went to catch them. How could it be that you're Mitzamtzim, that you grabbed 10 at exactly the same time by 10 different Kohanim when they're all over the place? Ela Amarava Mishum Kavua. So Rava says, now the Chamor goes there not to be Matar the Behemos by doing this trick of opening up the pen, making a loud noise, and having them scatter all over the place, because he was afraid that if we allow, the Chamor were afraid that if we allow that, then people might come to get confused and also allow it in a situation of Kavua, where they'll just go into the pen and take an animal and assume that that's okay. But in such a case, it would certainly not be okay, because Kol Kavua, Kemechza al Mechzadami. So the though, even if you were to take from the Kavua, it wouldn't be an Isser Torah, it would only be an Isser Midrabanan, because this is not a Kavua Midaraisa, it's only a Kavua midrabanan. So why were the rabbanan gozer that you might come to violate an issur drabanan? So that's something that the Achronim discussed. That isn't this an example of a gzeira l'gzeira? That this seems to be an example of a gzeira l'gzeira. But okay, but that is the concern that the Chachamim had. Okay, so now next piece. The Gemara is going to discuss, let's say you, okay, you're not allowed to use these animals as a carbon. Let's say you did though. You were mafresh one of these animals, you were makrif as a carbon. Does the carbon count? Once we come to the conclusion that when the chatos hamesu, the shor niskal, gets mixed in with a whole bunch of behemoths that are roi l'akrava, that no matter how many there are that are roi l'akrava, you're not allowed to be makrif from the taroves. If you do, the carbon is not going to be mechaper. You're going to need to bring a different carbon to achieve the kapara that you're interested in. The chiddush is all the achronim write that even though you take from the kavua and you're makrif all the behemoths and the taroves in a way where you definitely makrif ksherim as well, afal pikein it's not hortza, which is an unbelievable thing. Meaning, even though you know that you were makrif all of them, not that you were makrif one, where it's possible at least that what you were makrif was the shara niskal, where obviously it's not going to be maratza. Even if you're makrif all of them, and you know that amongst the animals that you were makrif, one of them is many of them probably are kosher animals and are not the shara niskal. Even then, it's not going to work. That's other Rashash writes and other Acharon writes. That's the great chiddush that Rav is trying to say. So now the Gemara challenges Rav's chiddush. Eser of Huna Bar Yehuda LeRava. There is a Mishnah in Maseches Kinim, our old friend Kinim. Azav and Azava or Yoledas need to bring a kan of Shnei Torah Mishnei Bnei Yona to be Metar themselves. One Liola, one Lechatas. And if we recall, we had these sugyas before. Zrikas dama chatas is different than zrikas dama ola. Dama chatas is thrown on the bottom half of the mizbeach, lamata michuta sikra. Dama ola, by an oaf at least, is lamala michuta sikra, is on the top half of the mizbeach. And if you do it wrong, it's pasul. So since there's a chilik in the zrikas dam, the Mishnah says, chatas shenasar v'ba'ola. You have a carbon chatas ha'of that gets mixed in with an olas ha'of. V'ola shenasar v'b'chatas. Or an olas ha'of gets mixed in with a chatas ha'of. Afilu achas beribo, even if it's a 10,000-to-1 ratio, yamusu kulan. They all have to die. Why? Because balei chayim are chashuv, they're not batal, and the chatas of the ola is not going to be batal barov, so you can't be zorik the dam of all of the birds, because each one you have to have you view as if it's a suffix. Maybe it's the ola and it needs to be nizrak lamala. Maybe it's the chatas and it needs to be nizrak lamata. So then the Mishnah goes on to say, "Bameh devar mamurim bekohen nimlach." That's only if the kohen asks a shaila what he should do with this taroves. So then we say you have to let them all die. You have to kill them all, but you can't be mechap with any of them. Aval bekohen shein nimlach. But what? Let's say the kohen never asks a shaila and he went and he was zorik the dam. So then it depends if he took all of the kinim and asah. And lamala, and he threw all of them lamala michuta sikra, mechza kasher umechza pasul. The ola that is supposed to be brought lamala, so that's kasher. You view it as if he brought the ola, but the chatas, which has to be the mata, that he was not mechaper for anything. So the women who have to bring the women will both have to bring a chatas achas for their kapara, but they're already yotze with the ola that they brought lamata. If he did all of the zrikos lamata, mechza kasher umechza pasul. Again, half of it was done right because the chatos were done right, and these women are only going to need to bring a carbonola. Achas lamata viachas lamala. Let's say he did 50-50. He did half of them lamala, half of them lamata. Shneim psulos. Shani yomer chatos kreva lamala va'ola kreva lamata. You assume he did it exactly wrong, and that everything is possible. What you see is that even though Mikra Din, if the Kohen would have asked a Shaila what to do, we would never have told him to be Zorik the Dam of all of it Lamaila or all of it Lamata in order to get at least half of it Kasher. We would have told him all these Ophos are, Bemisa, never. nevertheless, if the Kohen didn't ask and he does it, it is mechaper. So isn't that a kash on Rava? Because Rava said that if a Kohen is makriv from this taroves of behemos, that it's not even able to be mechaper. So Amalei, Rava responds to Rav Huna Bar Yehuda that you can't ask such a kasha, because we already find that there's machlokas of Maseches Yuma where the balichayim that are nidcha from akrava are nidcha forever. Meaning, once we disqualify a balchay from akrava, is it disqualified permanently? So hakaman yamar balichayim nidachin. So our Mishnah assumes balichayim are nidachin, and therefore, once you say that it should not be brought, that's it. It cannot be brought, and will never be hurtza. It's never going to be mechaper. And hakaman yamar balichayim nidachin. And the Mishnah Kinnim assumes that even though it's nidcha, it's chazur minira, even though it was once disqualified, it can come back to being a kasher or karban again. Okay, we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem, Alicia will pick up tomorrow. And I thank Alicia very, very much in advance for pretty much the majority of the next 6 weeks of Daf Yomi, and look forward to being back at the end of the summer. Mm-hmm.